As promised, we're joined right now by the head football coach at UCF. Third season as Knights head coach. Led UCF to back-to-back 10-win seasons. Led UCF to a 12-0 regular season. An AAC championship. The Fiesta Bowl in 2018. National champion. He was an All-American. He was a Walter Camp Award winner as a player. UCF is 1-0. They are number 13 in this week's AP poll. And they're at ECU tomorrow, noon Eastern. Josh Heupel is my guest. Josh, good to have you back. How are you?
Doing great. Appreciate you having me on.
Always good to have you on, Josh. Thank you so much. Now, you went to Atlanta last weekend, and you took on a Georgia Tech team that had already played and won this season. Your season opener had to be postponed. Let me start right there. What kind of expectations did you have for your team going into that game?
Yeah, I think there's always uncertainty in week one, right? You have a bunch of new players that get their first opportunity to really play in a college football game. Then you look at your veterans that are coming back, but, you know, all the things that everybody's battled over the last 5.5, 6 months, and nothing has been the same, whether that's summer workouts or the way we went through training camp, the way we still meet, and nobody knew what the game day protocols were going to be. So I think our kids have handled that in a great way, and they were really excited to get an opportunity to go play, and we are this week, too, against East Carolina.
Josh Heupel joining us, and then Georgia Tech returns the opening kickoff 75 yards. They score three plays later, but you then responded with four unanswered touchdowns. What did your guys show you in the way they responded to that first score?
Yeah, that certainly wasn't the way we planned on starting the ball game there. You know, they hit us with a long return, a quarterback draw that takes them down, and they punch it in. But I think it speaks to maybe the maturity on our football team. A year ago, we lost three close ones on the road by a total of 7 points. Turnovers, red zone offense and defense were things that we highlighted and had to be better at, handling adversity on the road. I thought we did that last Saturday. We continue to play after their opening drive. We go answer right away offensively, defensively, caused a havoc on the quarterback and created a bunch of turnovers all day long. Offensively, played explosive. That's something that we liked in week one. We get an opportunity to go improve upon that here this week on the road again.
Josh Heupel is joining us. Speaking of quarterbacks, what about yours? Dylan Gabriel passed for a career high 417 yards, four TDs. He was named the Davey O'Brien National Quarterback of the Week. What did you make of his performance?
Dynamic, very decisive with where he wanted to go with the football. Did a great job of adjusting, as did our offensive players and offensive staff. You know, they played us a little bit differently than what they had showed on tape. He adjusted in the course of the first drive immediately and, you know, did a great job of finding our playmakers in space. And our offensive line did a great job in protection. Dylan's going to be a great quarterback. He did some special things a year ago. He's continued and put in a lot of work during the offseason, even when we weren't around each other. He's really continued to grow here since he's gotten back on campus.
You know, Josh, I want to stay on that point for 1 minute, because you knew he was special when he came in as a true freshman and he won that job. But how do you explain a young guy showing up like that and leading his team to 10 wins?
I do think it speaks to the strength and the depth of this program, that you can play a young quarterback and still have the type of season that we did. And really, you know, we lost three games on the road by a total of 7 points. And there's things in that ballgame that we all needed to do a little bit better. But he is a great player. He's growing into a dynamic leader inside of a football team. His expectations, his standards, the way that he works transcends through our offensive unit for sure and through our football team. Our team has a lot of confidence in him. But I do think it speaks to the depth of this football program. It's not just one guy. You know, we've had multiple starters at the quarterback position here over the last 3 years. We'll get an opportunity to continue to go play and improve as a football team this week.
UCF head football coach Josh Heupel, my guest. You know, you've mentioned that a couple of times, and I was going to ask you that anyway, but you're coming off a year where you were 10-3, but as you point out, those three losses were by 7 points total. Like, when you have something like that, it's going to be frustrating, of course, not to finish those games, but when you've got a young quarterback and you are that close, how much does that lay the foundation for a year like this?
Well, it can lay the foundation. I we talk about the little things in your preparation, the details that matter, in all three phases of the game, offense, defense, special teams, and it's a game of a series of one plays that make the difference in the game, and preparing with great urgency is important. If we didn't understand that as a team and a program, we certainly found that out last year in those close losses. Our kids have super high expectations here. They walk out on the field believing that they're going to go win every game, every week when we get that opportunity. We got to continue to grow in our maturity and in handling the ups and downs that happen during the game and happen during the season. But I love our kids. There's a really tight brotherhood here. They love competing and playing football. And I love being around these guys every day.
Josh Heupel joining us for a few more moments. I think the key word there is brotherhood. Linebacker Eric Mitchell was talking about the brotherhood on the team. The fact that when guys had to go home, everybody was still getting on Zoom calls and telling each other how much they missed each other. Like that brotherhood you speak of, how important is that? And how much did that help the team get through a really unusual offseason?
Yeah, I think a lot of programs throw that word around, or family, and it doesn't necessarily mean a whole lot inside of the walls of the building and how you interact with each other every day. Our kids truly are that way, man. They're passionate about each other. They want to look out for each other. I think that is, the most important thing when you're building a program or building a football team is that there's a love that resides and exists between each other. And that certainly does here. We got to continue to grow that way. But when we were away from each other, those guys were in contact with each other all the time, as were our coaches. We came back a better football team and have grown and continue to become tighter through all the off season and all the uncertainty and all the issues that have happened here across America. And it's made us better. It's made me better.
UCF head coach Josh Heupel joining us. Also, you're having to go without the typical crowds. You've said, quote, if you're juiceless, you're useless, end quote. I like that. Lay it out for me. How does that juice show up, and how important is it to have guys who are going to bring that juice, whether they're in the game or not?
Yeah, it's important every day in practice, right? You got to be the same guy. You got to play with passion. You got to play with energy. We talk about being the most excited team to step on the field every Saturday. That's been true since I've been here, but no more true than it is this year. We're going to play in a stadium this week that's going to be completely empty. No fans allowed at the ball game. We have to create our energy. We have to create momentum, and then we got to sustain it. And that's us cheering for the other unit that's on the field. It's us having excitement and playing with passion for the guy next to me, and it's celebrating the great plays and picking each other up when we need that too during the course of the 60 minutes of play. And our guys do play with a ton of energy, a ton of juice. We're going to need that on Saturday.
So finally, Josh, you got this thing rolling. I mean, things are in a really good spot right now. I know you're looking to maintain that, build that, and keep it rolling. When you're out recruiting, what is the reception like when you're talking to prospects about UCF football now?
Yeah, it's a national brand now, coast to coast. It doesn't matter where we're recruiting a kid. They know who we are. They know where we're at, and they get a chance to see us on national TV. Over the last 3 years, I think we're top 10, top 15 in America in national television appearances. That's because of the exciting brand of football that we play. This is the second largest university in the country. There's a huge alumni base here. There's passion that resides coast to coast with our fans, and that is being understood and seen and known by our recruits as well. It's changed the dynamics of who and what we're able to go after in the recruiting game.
So what are your biggest concerns about ECU tomorrow? What are you most focused on?
First of all, they have dynamic playmakers on both sides of the line of scrimmage. It's their first ball game. They're going to be extremely excited to play. For us, we really do try to focus on things that we can control. We got to take care of the football. We got to eliminate penalties. Those are two things that hurt us a year ago. And we got to play with a ton of energy. If we do that, then we'll have a chance to go play our best football.
And passion and energy. If you are juiceless, you are useless. UCF 1-0, 13 in the AP poll. They're at ECU tomorrow. That's a noon Eastern game. He is the head football coach at UCF, Josh Heupel. Josh, great to have you back. Thanks so much. Good luck tomorrow. And it's always good to have you here in the jungle.
All right, appreciate it.
Josh Heupel, he was a great college player too. National champion, All-American, Walter Camp Award winner as a player, and he's got it rolling there.